It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. My guest today is David Leach. He's the Principal Consumer Credit Examiner for the Bureau of Consumer Credit Protection, and he's calling in from Augusta. David, thank you so much. Usually you're in the studio with me, so I kind of miss not being able to see you, but it's great to have you call in.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, either live or virtual, so here we are.
I appreciate that. So today we're talking about one of your new books. I have to say these books are the best thing. I have one of each, and I love them. New Homeowner Anti-Scam Advisor is the new book, free for the asking if you call the 800 number, which I will quickly give, 1-800-332-8529, or you could log on, because you're that fancy, credit.maine.gov, and click under publications. So tell me why the new Homeowner Anti-Scam Advisor was a necessary book, especially as that relates to seniors.
Well, it was interesting. I was giving a speech at Coastal Enterprises in Brunswick, and one of my friends from Maine State Housing that invited me there said, Dave, you've co-authored quite a few books for the state of Maine. Some are senior guides, senior protection guides. Can you write a book on new homeowner anti-scam guides? I said, yes, absolutely I can. And so, you know, don't let the title fool you, because we were talking off air about new homeowners. And obviously, you know, seniors, I mean, you know, anybody 50 and up, they may have a 2 or 3 or 4 bedroom home, and it's empty nest syndrome, and they're selling it and maybe getting a condo, and all of a sudden they're in the housing market again. And so, you know, back in the day, old school, Carol, you know, you went to closing, you brought your paper check, you know, your bank cashier's check, that was your down payment, you handed it over, and now, my gosh, it's electronic. Many people don't even go to closings. And here we are with the big feature in this book, the down payment wire fraud scam. A couple of days or a day before closing, you get an email and it said, hey, borrower, wire your money to a different bank, last minute change. And that's the scam. That's the scam. And people, you know, they look at the email, it's sort of like the title company, it's sort of like the lender, or it may even be hijacked. And they send, you know, $50,000, $100,000, $25,000, and it is gone.
That is terrifying. And everything is different now. I refinanced a couple of years ago, 2 or 3, 4 years ago, and everything was electronic. They sent me all kinds of stuff and I had to send it back. And you start wondering if it's legit. I mean, I trust my mortgage company, but there was so much paperwork, and where is this really going? And it isn't like you handing people over stuff, which is much more comforting.
Oh, no, it isn't. It has changed. And, you know, when I write booklets for the state or co-author booklets for the state, one of the first things I usually do is I'll talk to an expert. And I went to a banker in Augusta, Maine, somebody I've known for several decades, who is a big-time mortgage lender. And I said, what's some of the new trends? I've got this scam book I'm writing. And he said, we recommend that people show up for closings, that people bring a paper cashier's check. You can't hack a cashier's check. And there was an interesting article. It was a TV news investigative story out of Boston. An FBI agent out of the Boston/Chelsea office was interviewed. And Carol, he said last year this was a $53 million problem in New England. Just this wire fraud, this down payment wire fraud. They interviewed a gentleman from Andover, Mass, who had lost $300,000. We've got a case that we became aware of in, we'll say, the greater Bath, Brunswick area in Maine. And the person received one of these last minute emails. They said, hey, your down payment, which happened to be $73,000, you need to wire it to a different bank. So he did. And all of a sudden, he got wary. He contacted, I think, the title company. The title company called the FBI, and the FBI struck fast. They froze the money at that bank. That money was headed towards Eastern Europe, and it would have been gone, $73,000. So I think, you know, what we say here is, you know, hang up, delete, shred, but, you know, take a breath. If you get an email like this at the end, don't do it. Call, you know, I mean, call the title company, call the lender and say, did you really send this to me? And on the other hand, old school, I'm very old school.
Me too. I love it.
Check. Yep. Yeah. Old school is good school.
It is. It is, because that's the best advice, I think, is to don't fall for anything online like that. But call them and ask. It may be perfectly legit, but always call them up and ask.
Yeah, the last second change with the bank is I can't even say like Ivory Soap, 99.7% pure. It's 100% scam. It's 100% scam because the lenders and the title companies know this is going on, and they don't pull that. They don't ask for that. They know where it's going, you know, weeks and weeks ahead of time. So they're sensitive to that.
Some people who have lived in their homes forever and are thinking of downsizing will probably be very surprised at how things have changed. And they may try to pay for, if they sell their house, they have the cash, if they haven't got a mortgage, and may try to pay for a new house with cash.
Right.
And if they get scammed out of that, that would be horrific.
They would literally, Carol,
they'd lose everything.
They would literally be living with their kids or whatever, aunt or uncle or someone, you know, who knows, or homeless. So it is daunting. It is scary. We live in this world, electronic convenience. We do our banking, much of that electronic. We use our smartphones. We use apps on our smartphones, transferring money. But this is something that we're really not, we don't really get good at this, because in a lifetime, we may only live at two or three different houses. So a mortgage closing is a daunting task. As you said, there's a lot of paperwork going through. Much of it is electronic now. So be careful, be safe.
And if someone, even if they're not looking at selling their home and buying a new home, maybe they want to refinance, maybe they need some extra money, or they've got kids they want to help through school and they try to refinance. And sometimes I've been receiving these, we receive really aggressive robocalls where it's actually a robot calling you. Tell me about those and what to do about that, aside from hanging
up. That's in the book, too. Thank you for bringing that up. And, you know, we literally are wallpapered with robocalls. These are not human beings. These are reported messages calling you, and they're saying, you know, do you want to refinance? And perhaps they've been surfing the registry of deeds. They see you have a mortgage with someone and or a recent mortgage, and they're saying refinance, and we can lower your payments. Well, as Superintendent Will Lund of this agency says, with those, he says, hey, be very careful. You may, like a senior, you may only have 8 or 9 years left on your mortgage, and your monthly payment may be $1,000 a month, and they're pitching you, hey, we can get it down to $400. How does that sound? I said, well, on the surface, it sounds great. But what they're doing is, instead of having 8 years left, they may put you out 15 or 20. And if you're 65 or 70, that's not a good thing now, is it? I know, you know, when I had a mortgage, my goal was to pay off the mortgage.
Yep.
I didn't want to take out a home equity line of credit. I didn't want to, you know, take out a lump sum traditional second mortgage. I wanted it paid down. I'm a very traditional, conservative, financially careful Mainer. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with home equity loans as long as you're using them for the right things. But, you know, in the financial crisis leading up to the big collapse in 2008, I mean, people were, you know, taking trips to Florida with their home equities. They were buying depreciating value assets like automobiles and snowmobiles and ATVs with them. And, you know, your equity is that's your treasure. That's your precious treasure. And the quicker that you can own that home free and clear, the better you sleep at night.
There's something else in the book about warning people about making double payments a month. That's not always a bad thing, but explain to me why you put that part in the book.
Yes. And what we're talking about here is the biweekly payment, the biweekly conversion. A biweekly mortgage is very simple. It's legal. It's simple. you make half of a monthly mortgage payment every 14 days. And so mathematically speaking, with amortization and all that, a 30-year mortgage pays off in about 23 years.
It's a beautiful thing. I do it myself.
It's a beautiful. I had one. I had a 15-year biweekly. I paid a little extra every time, and I paid it off in under 12. But what we're talking about here is, again, the robocalls or the live solicitations. And these companies, which are many of them are not licensed by the state of Maine, by our office, is what they'll do is they charge huge fees, and they do ask you to send the money every 14 days, but many of them sit on it. They'll sit on it for, you know, over 20 days, and they're not doing it every 14 days. And so you're really not gaining that much. The one in these bad situations that mentioned in the book, they're gaining by the fees that they're charging. So I think, you know, you and I, again, we're talking off air, is if you want a biweekly mortgage, find a lender, find a bank, savings and loan, credit union, mortgage company in Maine, you know, that's licensed or chartered in Maine, and set one up at the get-go. It's a really good idea if you can afford it, because mathematically, you know, it's 26 half payments. So 26 divided by 2 is 13. So you're making actually one extra monthly payment a year. So make sure you can afford that.
We are out of time for that segment. We will be back right after this. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with David Leach from he's the principal consumer credit examiner from the Bureau of Consumer Credit Protection. And when we left, we were talking about doing that bi-monthly payment where you do a payment every 14 days to your mortgage company, which is perfectly legal and great as long as you do it with your official lender and don't fall for some email or a phone call scam saying, hey, we can do that for you, because they won't. They won't. They'll charge you a huge fee and probably not do what you need to have done and send that in a timely fashion. Stay away from those.
You literally want it every 14 days. And,
yes.
And the ones that we're finding, you know, that are unlicensed are just holding on to it. So
there are a variety of homeowner scams out there that people can fall prey to, whether they want to sell their house or buy a new house, or they just have this house that they plan to live in for the rest of their lives. But there's no shortage of scams that can prey, especially on seniors who are trusting. And one of them that has bugged me for years is the paving scam. And I even see trucks that are just driving around hauling tar. And I always wonder, even if there's no company on the side of the truck. So talk to me about the paving scam. We're coming into spring, maybe. And that people may need this. People are going to get knocks on their door.
Yeah, you know, we always want to say that, you know, there's so many reputable, long-term, established paving companies where they actually have the sign on the side of their truck and the steamrollers and all that. And people, those are great people. Oh, they're hardworking, great people. The ones who are warning people about is the fly-by-nighters. They may not even be from Maine. They may just be canvassing the area. And what they'll do, you know, ding-dong, knock on the door. Hi, I'm Carol. Hi, Dave. We have a little bit of asphalt left over, and we're just going to throw it away. So you have a dirt driveway. We'll do half of it today for $200, and then tomorrow we'll be back for the rest. Well, yeah, you know, $200 sounds like a good deal. They put a thin coat on for half your driveway, then they come back the next day, and, you know, it's thousands of dollars more, which is much, much more than the established paving company. And do you get a contract? No, there's no contract. It's a wink and a handshake. And so don't deal with those companies, just like a roofing company. So many great roofing companies and home repair people, you know, get references. But when somebody knocks on your door, it's never a good idea for an unsolicited paver or roofer.
And that's a red flag, because the pavers, the roofers, the electricians, all of the legitimate ones, you're going to wait for. They're not going to knock on your door soliciting business. If they're good, you're hoping that they come to you in a timely manner, but they're all really busy because they're very good. So it's a red flag if someone's trying to pound the pavement, so to speak, to drum up business.
Absolutely, yep. As they say, as the former First Lady Nancy Reagan said, just say no.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Don't Goodbye. Open the door. Yeah.
go to Rhode Island or Vermont, not me in Maine.
And there's another one, the sorry I missed you scams.
Oh, you know, that's a relatively new one. you know, we've all stayed at a hotel or a motel. We've got the little thing on the door that says "Do not disturb." Mm-hmm. You know, we put it out. We put it out there the next day and sleep in. Well, this is the one when you're not home, and one of these hangers, these like a "Do not disturb," except it says, "Sorry, we missed you. We have all these wonderful free things. Call this number. Go on this website. All these free things we want to give you." Well, guess what they want to do? They want to steal your identity. They want to suck you in. When you call the number, the next thing a person knows is they're giving them their full name, their address, their social security number, the date of birth, reading left to right on the bottom of their check, their routing and transit number and their account number. I mean, they've stolen the identity. And that's what it's all about. You know, it goes way beyond marketing in most cases. And I say, you know, if you want to get stuff, then go to the store and buy it. How does that sound? Is that a new concept? You know, go over to the, you know, to the whatever, you know, by the grocery store, your local grocery store, and get it, or the department store, or the home improvement store. Be wary of free things. You know, if I'm at Hannaford or Shaw's and or Sam's Club, and somebody's at the end of the aisle offering something for free, I'll take advantage of that. But not an anonymous person. And again, here we are, the theme, unsolicited. Unsolicited offers. Just take it, shred it, put it in the wood stove if it's not plastic, and forget about it.
Because no good's going to come from that.
No, it's not. And what did you miss? Probably something, even if it's something, it's a little sample size stuff. And, you know, I can live without that. I can live with not taking the chance of having my identity stolen. That's how we end up in trouble when we say yes to these.
Even though we are coming into spring, Mainers always think about winter. And although spring is that groundhog is a liar, let me just say. So
yes.
The door-to-door energy audit scams, people are really all about in the fall. Every year I say I'm going to do an energy audit. I never really do. Time gets away from me. But they're wonderful things to have to find out where energy is leaving your home. But the scammers, what are they up to?
Well, you know, it's the antithesis of what I did. I had an old house in Hollowell, and I called my utility. And I called them, and I had an energy audit. They came in. They were wearing their badges, their identity. We established a time. They showed up. They identified themselves. They did an energy audit my old house in Hollowell. Everything was great. These people don't do it that way. These are scammers. These are not from your utility. They ring your doorbell. They knock on your door. Hello, we'd like to do an energy audit. And there's two of them. So one thing, you know, next thing you know, you're in the kitchen with one of them, and they're spreading everything out on the island or the counter, and everything looks good, and they seem really knowledgeable, and they may even be wearing a hard hat. You never know. Guess where the other one is, Carol? Stealing your jewelry. Okay? Going through your house. And they're grabbing stuff. They may even grab your laptop, for goodness sakes.
I'll let you finish that thought when we come back about letting people in your house. We'll be right back right after this. More with David Leitch from the Bureau of Consumer Credit Protection. Stay with us. Hey, we're back with Senior Talk. So, David, we're talking about when the home energy people come in, and not the legit ones, but the scammers. The nice one stays in the kitchen all charming and telling you what to do, and the other one is what's stealing your jewelry and electronics right out from under you.
You're being charmed in the kitchen and being ripped off in the bedroom. I mean, literally, you know, grandma's curios and cameos,
the pearls
and the diamond ring and all that. They're going into the backpack. And again, it's not Emera. It's not CMP. It's a criminal, two criminals. The charming one is keeping you busy, and the other one is ripping you off, stealing. So don't let people in. You know, close the door, say, you know, don't go away or whatever, and immediately report it to law enforcement. Call your utility as well, and these people should be arrested.
So that's a good point. If this happens to you, immediately call the authorities. Don't let them in, but call the authorities and tell them what just happened. And do it right then while they're still in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, close the door, deadbolt it, whatever you need to do, and call the authorities and get him arrested. You've done a good thing for humanity.
Protecting your neighbors as well.
Yeah, you're making an allegation because they haven't stolen anything yet, but we're not going to let them in. So you're just going to have the police ask them some really strong questions.
Yes, obviously they're not going to arrest them based on that they came to your door, but maybe if they get watched a little bit, they'll think twice.
So
one of the other ones, and this book, again, is all of these things. We're taking this from the new Homeowner Anti-Scam Advisor, which is available by calling 1-800-332-8529, 800-332-8529. The grandparent scam is not new, but there's a new wrinkle in this.
Right. We call this is not your grandparent's scam. This is actually a personal thing that happened to me. I had a very good friend that's a trade person. I get an email from him saying this guy and his wife, who I'd gone to high school with, had been roughed up in London, they'd been mugged, and all they had left was their U.S. passport, and I needed to wire them $1,500 to get them out of the U.S. embassy so they could get on a flight to fly across the big pond and get back to Maine. And so I called their landline, and the wife said, "They've hijacked my husband's email account. He's a tradesperson, and you're the 17th person that's called." So, you know, the old one that I know you've talked about and preached about and warned people about is, you know, your grandchild is in Mexico. They've got busted for drugs. The judge is coming tomorrow. You need to wire money today to get him out and get him back home. And in either case, it's a scam. It's a scam. Don't wire money. Don't wire money. Don't be pressured into a split-second decision to wire money for an issue that doesn't even occur. These people were right, you know, a few miles from my home and just fielding calls left and right on this scam.
Is that the biggest?
And once you wire the money, it's gone.
Is that the biggest red flag if someone is very urgently asking you to wire money? Is that when you should take a breath?
Yes. The IRS will not tell you to wire money by five. The utility will not do that. You know, they will not be shutting off your power. You will not be arrested. And they may have to call, a scammer may have to call 40 or 50 people before they get someone to run down to Hannaford or Shaw's or Walmart or Walgreens and wire, you know, Western Union or MoneyGram or anything. So just don't do it. You know, put it down, call an authority, call state, call law enforcement, say, "This just happened, what should I do?" And 100 times out of 100, they'll say, "Don't wire it."
In Maine, being so rural, one of the other things that I see when I'm out and about are the little flags going up on the mailboxes.
Yes. And those are kind of cute. They've been around for quite a long time. And I have a rural mailbox as well in a subdivision, and my flag stays down. Because the reason people use flags is they'll put in a bill, and you know, typically it's a bill, and there's a check inside the envelope for a utility or something. And scammers really don't care that it's a federal violation, it's a federal postal violation to take mail out of a mailbox that's not yours. But the scammers will drive around, they'll see the flag up, and guess what they do? They grab that, and then they have the check, and they have the routing and transit number of the check and the account number of the check. And if someone is not judicious and very careful to balance their checking account, they may create a phony check using those numbers and take, you know, amounts of money, you know, not $1,000, but maybe $100 or $200 or $75 and pick away at somebody. So what I say is, if you have something to mail, take it to the post office or go to an official U.S. postal, you know, like a drive-up or something, and put it in there, and you're much safer, Carol, much, much safer. This is, you know, this has been going on for a while, and so we've been trying to get people to change that behavior, to mail it, you know, to make sure you see it go into the mailbox or hand it to the postmaster or postmistress and be safe.
The books that you have are free for the asking, and there are now six of them. They're all Down Easter books, Common Sense Guides, Credit Reports, Buying and Keeping Your Home, Gone Fishing, A Young Person's Guide to Finance, Maine Veterans, there's a car one. If you want any of these books or all of them, David will mail them to you, 1-800-332-8529. David Leach, you are always a pleasure, one of my favorite guests. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for listening.